Hi, and welcome to this deeper dive on Azure Databricks. In this video, we're going to talk about enterprise security for your big data applications. Azure Databricks is a fast, easy, and collaborative Apache Spark-based analytics platform optimized for Azure. Azure Databricks drives innovation and increases productivity. It brings your teams together in a collaborative workspace on a trusted cloud and enables you to scale without limits. Designed in collaboration with the founders of Apache Spark, it combines the best of Databricks and Azure to help customers accelerate innovation with one-click setup, streamlined workflows, and an interactive workspace that enables collaboration between data scientists, data engineers, and business analysts. As an Azure service, customers automatically benefit from native integrations with other Azure services, such as Power BI, Azure SQL Data Warehouse, Cosmos DB, as well as the enterprise-grade Azure security, including Active Directory integration, compliance, and enterprise-grade SLAs. When we think about big data analytics security, there are three main elements: data security, compute security, and code security. Let's see how we can leverage the security features in Azure Databricks to architect the right security model for your organization. All right, so here we are at the homepage of Azure Databricks. If you haven't been here before, there's some great information here at the bottom to check out for getting started, or if you wanted to jump over to creating notebooks or clusters, you can over here on the left, not to mention some of the recent information that's coming out on Apache Spark can be found here. For our purposes today, let's go up to the icon at the top right and down to the admin console. What we're going to take a look at right now is authentication. Who has access to this Azure Databricks shard? All right, up on the left, you can see that I can click Add User if I knew someone's name or group that I wanted to add. A few things to point out in this interface is I can select if someone's an admin. As you can see for this demo shard, everyone is an admin. And then also on the right here, if they're an admin, of course, I can create a cluster. But inside of your organization, it might be that you want your data engineers who are more advanced in their knowledge of the computation layer or Spark to be able to create clusters, and others who may not be there yet to not be allowed to. All a part of the different enterprise security strategy and permissions for your organization. Next, let's take a look at access control. When we think about security for big data analytics, we think about data control, we think about code control, and we think about compute control. For our code control here, you can see that we can enable workspace access control. This will allow us to have users who can view, edit, and run notebooks in their workspace. And we'll take a look at what that means and how to apply that in just a second. We also can apply access control to who can create a cluster, who can restart a cluster, and who can manage a cluster, as well as the job access control, who can start jobs, and who can view the results of jobs. Down below, we can enable REST API tokens. This allows someone to control Azure Databricks programmatically. Now that this is loaded, let's take a look at our test cluster. Inside here, you can see all about the configuration of the cluster, but for our purposes, let's navigate down to this permission section and see how we can add in a group or a user's level of permission to the cluster. So if I wanted to come down here and select one of my users, I can then decide, are they allowed to attach a notebook to this cluster? Are they allowed to restart this cluster? And can they manage this cluster? Moving over to the workspace and access control here. If you haven't seen our workspace before, it has a very clean file folder structure. Maybe you have folders for production notebooks. Maybe you have folders for notebooks that are designed for jump starts on your machine learning projects. In our case, let's just jump over to my folder and I can show you how we can lock it down. So if I click on this caret down to permissions, you can see a very similar interface to the clusters where I can decide if someone's allowed to read my notebooks, can they run the notebooks, can they edit the notebooks, and can they manage the notebooks. Let's go over to data security where we have a security demo set up. This should be familiar to those of you who have been doing security on data like this from the SQL interface. As you can see down here, we have a table called JSON adult, which we've selected everything from, and it's just some ambiguous information. However, if I wanted to go and take a look at what type of access the users had on this table, I could see that I have two different users, JSON and a JSON alias, JSON2. And you can see one is allowed to have own, modify, create, create named function, and read metadata, while JSON2 is only allowed to select. If I wanted to, I could grant access. So here is the granting the select on table to that JSON alias, as well as revoking all privileges from that alter ego. With these elements, you can control data security on the tables that are inside of your Azure Databricks environment. Finally, one of my favorite capabilities of Azure Databricks is the one-click schedule. If I had a notebook that I wanted to run end-to-end at some specified schedule, maybe I wanted to retrain a model, maybe it's an ETL pipeline, maybe it's just some transformations, I could schedule it for every hour, every 2 hours, I could schedule it for every 2 days, every 2 weeks. If I click on that jobs page, likewise, I could have just gone over to the jobs icon on the bottom left. Here we can see which jobs we have scheduled. If I dive into this three data security from our demo, although this might not be a job I can run or I'd want to run on a schedule, I can come into the advanced area and check out the permissions. Likewise, in a very similar interface, I can select which users and groups have view access, manage access, and who can be the owner of this job. This is for organizations that would like a central ID or a central user to be managing all of the jobs. So with all of these elements, the cluster permissions, the data permissions, the workspace permissions, and the job permissions, you're able to create an enterprise security strategy that fits your organization. While features like Databricks runtime and its lightning fast big data analytics power and the unified analytics platform tends to bring first movers to the Azure Databricks platform, we also recognize that security and compliance are go no-goes when judging a service's enterprise fit. This is why Azure Databricks is built from the ground up with security in mind. Databricks Azure has built security compliance around the three main elements: compute security, code security, and data security. How Azure Databricks accounts for all these three critical elements are with authentication, access control, cluster control, workspace access control, and job access control. Combining all of these features, your organizations can achieve the right level of access and control for your desired environment. All of this built on the trusted Azure platform for security.